From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British police conducted a series of raids overnight, arresting several people following Wednesday's London attack that killed at least five and injured dozens after a car plowed into pedestrians close to Parliament. A policeman was stabbed to death before the assailant was shot and killed. Police believe the attacker acted alone. Mark Rowley heads counter-terrorism policing.
We think we know who the attacker is, and as I say, we're working to look at associates.
Rowley said as the vehicle was driven over Westminster Bridge, it struck pedestrians before crashing into railings protecting Parliament. A knife-wielding man emerged, attempting to enter the building. Rowley mourned the loss of the policeman killed.
PC Keith Palmer, a member of our Parliamentary and Diplomatic Protection Command. Keith, aged 48, had 15-year service and was a husband and a father. He was someone who left for work today, expecting to return home at the end of his shift.
Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the attack as sick and depraved, said the location of Wednesday's incident was no accident.
The terrorists chose to strike at the heart of our capital city, where people of all nationalities, religions and cultures come together to celebrate the values of liberty, democracy and freedom of speech.
She said any effort to defeat those values was doomed to fail. London Mayor Sadiq Khan struck a similar message.
My message to those who want to harm us and destroy our way of life is you won't succeed, you won't divide us, we won't be cowed by terrorists.
Wednesday's attack, the deadliest in London since four British Islamists killed more than 50 commuters in 2005. Judges at the International Criminal Court Wednesday sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to another year in prison, fining him as well for interfering with witnesses, including offering bribes during his earlier trial. This is VOA News. As Syrian talks are set to resume in Geneva Thursday, the Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has expanded its role by airdropping local ground forces behind enemy lines near the IS-held town of Tabqa in northern Syria, part of the campaign to liberate the nearby city of Raqqa from IS occupation. Stephen Zunis is an analyst at the University of San Francisco.
This is the most direct involvement the United States has had thus far in Syria, at least in terms of having forces on the ground.
Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said U.S.-led coalition airstrikes have killed and wounded dozens of civilians in recent days. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told a gathering of the Global Coalition to Defeat Islamic State that defeat, not degradation, of the IS insurgency is the top goal of the U.S.
Our end goal in this phase is the regional elimination of ISIS through military force. The military power of the coalition will remain where this fraudulent caliphate has existed in order to set the conditions for a full recovery from the tyranny of ISIS.
He said the U.S. will work to establish interim zones of stability through ceasefires to allow refugees to return home, although he didn't provide details. The chairman of the Congressional Committee looking into allegations of Russian influence in last year's election says some of the President Donald Trump's communications may have been exposed to incidental surveillance following the election. Congressman Devin Nunes chairs the House Intelligence Committee.
I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting.
He said while the information had been collected legally, revealing the names of Trump officials was not. Nunes said none of the surveillance involved Russia. Human Rights Watch says that many schools in Central African Republic have been looted, occupied, and damaged by armed groups. It said education has become elusive for about a third of the children in the impoverished and conflict-wrecked country. A key vote in Congress looms later Thursday over reform of U.S. health care. President Trump and his Republican allies appear to be still short of the votes needed in the House of Representatives to repeal and replace what is known as Obamacare. Travel company Blue Marvel is offering people a chance to dive to the wreckage of the RMS Titanic. Beginning May of next year, it said it will offer a chance for nine people to submerge 4,000 meters in the North Atlantic to see the famous wreck, the first trip already reportedly sold out and costing each person more than $100,000. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.